Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. She's back. We've got Teresa Tepp with us today. This is perfect timing. It's springtime, at least here in the Pacific Northwest. We've got our crocus coming up, our irises. I mean, it is absolutely awesome. I know so many of you are snowbound or icebound or windbound or wet, you know, wetbound, whatever you may want to call it. But we're going to be talking about Teresa's fabulous, fabulous physical fitness program called Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, but there's so much more. But we've got to catch up, find out what she's been up to these past couple of months. Teresa, you have been with Anthony Robbins, am I correct? Tony Robbins?
Oh, that's coming in the near future.
Actually. Oh, okay.
That hasn't come yet. I've been speaking. I've been going around predominantly in Canada recently, so I've been able to share stage with Barbara Walters, Aaron Brockovich, Campbell Brown from CNN News.
Wow.
So many powerful people who are just motivated to make a difference, to help people realize that they can make a difference within themselves, but they have to be motivated, and you can self-motivate. It's just amazing what connecting, as you said, mind power. When you put mental power to it, you can make it happen.
Oh, it's just so exciting. Of course, I've known you now for almost two years, Teresa, and there's been the interaction with so many people that you have had association with, and some of the physicians that you've had, I've had as guests on my shows. There is really a big, big movement on. I mean, we've got so much upset and discord and political hoo-ha that's going on because of the healthcare system. And more people are taking the initiative, and they're saying, I've got to take care of this chassis of mine. I have to be personally responsible for myself. What can I do? Because there is so much confusion. And that's what I've loved about TTAP, because I had just done so many physical fitness things that just didn't work for me. And I was astonished. I really was. And I just say to people, you won't believe it. You have to try it to really find out what goes on. And it's just amazing to me. Sometimes my schedule is so crazy and I go 15 minutes. That's all I've got. 15 minutes. I put in the DVD and I go and I do it. And I mean, it's just wonderful. And I've been able to stay with the loss that I have. And now I'm, because of this time of the year and the schedule, getting back in sort of a routine. But I'm finding that I'm losing interest again. It's just absolutely amazing. So, you have just been on the go. You just got back from Atlanta. You were at a
yes.
Region 4 Head Start conference. Tell us what that's all about.
Okay, that's what I've been busy with since the middle of December, and it started in the state of Florida in my back door in Pinellas County. The Head Start Foundation in Pinellas County has about 330 employees, and so they had contacted me about creating a mindful movement for workplace wellness program. And for those who are listening who aren't familiar, the Head Start program initially I thought was, you know, created by our mm-hmm. government for well baby care for ages 3 to 5, so that children get the proper dental and medical and the preliminary of preschool before they get into the public school system, so they're on a level starting point, because moms are on assistance or some type of food stamp welfare program, mm-hmm. and they may not have the same base program as somebody who, a child who's more privileged or in a neighborhood where it's easily accessible. So, but then I also found out it's a program created for the employees for this, because if you're administering, they need to have people who are of a certain social economic background to understand what it's like to be on that welfare side
mm-hmm.
and the frustrations of single motherhood, limited funds, children, et cetera. So long story short, it's a very high-stress job, long hours, and it's not just well baby care like dental. It's also that these Head Start employees are going to court for the children when they see child abuse,
mm-hmm.
sex abuse, domestic violence amongst them. So they're like able to infiltrate to make sure that that child gets a good start and that mommy's being taken care of as well. And abuse is not happening to either party. So anyway, high stress. And what does high stress mean? Cortisol, tension, sleepless nights. All of those things start breaking down the health. So they had me come in, and so for December we did 2 weeks of just tap core. And we've talked about on your show before, tap core is just 9-minute moves that you fit fitness in where you can, anywhere, anytime. And so since these individuals, the employees, are either in a cubicle or a classroom, they're in a cubicle doing all the paperwork, or they're in the classroom with the children, they could fit tap core in because there's no space needed, only 3 feet a square space, no equipment. They can have it memorized. They can pull it up on their computer. And so the results, I wanted to show it's not about, you know, BMI. It's more about inch loss. I don't care what the
right.
scale. We're just going to go by inches. So everybody got measured, and then they met 2 weeks in a row, Tuesday through Friday. So a total of 8 sessions in 2 weeks. Oh, my goodness. Now, mind you, a lot of these women who are working in Head Start, are they have an extra 50 pounds, if not more. Okay, there are a lot of big women, people of size.
Mm-hmm.
Again, stress eating, you start eating all that fast food, it just puts the weight on faster. That's
oh, it's
called
amazing.
Fast food.
Yes.
So they measured and their arms, their belly, their waistline, and their thighs. And unbelievable. I'll give you a summary because... Eight workouts from 4:15 to 5 p.m. each day doing 6 moves because we had to, like, teach it.
Mm-hmm.
They lost an average. One lady lost 4.5 inches off her waist, just 8 sessions. But the average was, get this, 2.5 inches off the waist and 8 workouts in 2 weeks. 3.75 inches off the belly. And
wait a minute.
Sessions.
3.75 inches off the stomach?
Off the belly, off the abdomen. A half inch off the arms. A half inch off the thighs, and the most funny thing I've learned, their excitement, is they kept the curve, which means nothing was lost from the butt. So I just learned how to keep the curve, lose the belly, but keep the curve. But amazing that that's not water weight. That's muscles that are educated, reconnecting the brain to the body, mind to the muscle, of how to bend it, tuck it, lift it, while you're standing, while you're sitting at your chair in front of the computer, while you're standing in line, while you're standing at the copier, while you're teaching the children to play hopscotch. What you're doing on the inside makes a difference of what happens on inch loss on the outside. And they were just blown away that they could lose that many inches with 8 workouts in 2 weeks. And so then they all went for Christmas vacation, and then we came back in January. So from January 6th, everybody got their blood work. And it wasn't just glucose and high cholesterol, you know, checking cholesterol. No, we did the adrenals. We did T3, T4 for thyroid health. Because I wanted to find a connection here if our basic 15-minute workout done daily after work could make a difference in adrenal health if we lower the stress, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the whole blood analysis was like $500 per employee.
Wow.
And then they not did it once. They did it again at the end of December. I mean, excuse me, at the end of January. So they did it twice so that we would have a before and after. And if you can change your blood work in 4 weeks, for sure you can change it in 60 or 90 days. So, again, we're just now analyzing on it, but we were amazed at the results. And then they did the basic 15-minute workout Monday through Friday. Throughout January, there were a couple of holidays, so it was a total of 18 workouts. Everyone lost at least one clothing size, if not two. One lady lost 3, but she was quite a person of size.
Mm-hmm.
Not really much change in the way of diet, but they were really working on the hoedowns. And here's what I really want listeners, you know, it's not even about what size you are. If everything's smooth and firm, it looks good in clothing. But to me, what excites me is strength, flexibility, and healthy heart function.
Yes.
Balancing the muscle imbalance so you don't have those aches and pains and arthritic autoimmune disorders. And then healthy heart, because the killer for females is not breast cancer or cancer, it's heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And with high-stress jobs, it just increases. And since the demographics were predominantly Afro-American, that genetic heritage tends to have hypertension mm-hmm. and type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. So if you put that type of genetics in a high stress job, heart disease is something you really seriously have to think about. Okay, so in the beginning, remember when we did that TAPCOR, nobody could do two sets of hoedowns. All they could do was one because they just weren't that much aerobically fit.
Mm-hmm.
But in January, we did the two sets, and then I had them do three, and then I had them do four. And I could see they were getting stronger, so then I said, hey, look, at the end of this 4 weeks, we're going to do a hoedown showdown, meaning if all of you can do at least 10, you get a sweatshirt that says hoedown showdown. So everybody was like, oh, there's no way we can do 10. But the one day that they did six, they're like, oh, my, I might be able to do 10. Mm-hmm. And then here we go back to that mind power, because with TTAP you get mind-body power, is that they had their hoedown showdown, and can you believe it? All of them did 20. And one-third of them went to 30. They did 30 hoedowns. These
were
people who couldn't even do two after only 4 weeks, 18 sessions of doing 15 minutes of workout a day plus an extra set or two of hoedowns. How's that to show you the amazing machine is your body? If you know how to move it, if you know how to activate more muscles on the inside that support the spine, support cardiac function while decreasing inflammation. That's what TTAP is. We are going full blanche now on a governmental grant about TTAP to be the proactive approach to not just look better, not just feel better, but actually build a better body.
You know, Teresa, there is such a value to this. And having interviewed so many people that have gone through the process and hearing the personal stories and various physical things that they've been able to overcome and knowing how it's worked for me, and then talking to people that are so anxious about obesity, and now obesity has been labeled as a disease, which I find very interesting. But you have Mrs. Obama, she has decided this is something she really wants to get involved with, to work with kids, and you have been involved with kids programs. To hear about adults that are involved with kids that are walking the walk, that is awesome. Now, with the kids, I know you've been so dedicated to this, to saying, look, these kids can be healthy. We know how important physical exercise is in brain development and in creating balance, and it's, you know, of any age. And for some reason, our cultural society has got the sit-down-itis, and it's like we don't want to move, and we get upset when people do, it seems like. Well, fortunately, I think we're coming out of that because of dedicated people like you. But what is it now with the kids with the Head Start program? And here you've got these women and men excited about what they're seeing. I mean, this must be thrilling to these people to see these results. So what are they going to do now with the children?
So what it was is while they were meeting with me in the Pinellas County, I was telling them how, go ahead and you can fit fitness in, just share it with the kids in the classroom. I go, you may think from age 3 to 5 that they're not ready, but those are the years their brains and their bodies are just in such high mode development stage.
Absolutely.
I mean, some of them, I think, grow an inch overnight. You know, I mean, you
mm-hmm.
literally see how fast their coordination, they form new words, everything's kind of inputting. That's why it's easier to learn a language when you're that age. You know, from like 3 to 6, they learn language so easy because the brain is developing. I said, what better time to do left brain, right brain, mind to muscle type movements? Because
mm-hmm.
TTAP's more than just mindful movement. It's left brain, right brain simultaneously. That's already built in those little hoedowns. And so I told them that in my experience, the little ones love to do butterflies, and they love hoedowns. Okay,
mm-hmm.
now their hoedowns may not look like the adults' hoedowns, but they're tapping their foot each time on the floor. They're putting their little hands out in front and crossing in the front. And they all came back as they started to share it with the kids saying, oh my gosh, it's as if we gave them sugar. They loved it
mm-hmm.
and they wanted more. It's like children's bodies are designed to move, and
mm-hmm.
when they move, they feel good. So if
yes,
you introduce movement to them, it's something they want. And so that's already being, negotiated in this whole grant thing that they're doing, where it's from cubicle to classroom, fitting fitness in from 3 to their age. I think they called it 3 to 30 or 3 to 30 plus, whatever. So that it's where I will come up with specific new tap core for the little ones. You know, because at 3 and 4 and 5, oh, the other move that the kids like, balance. Because mm-hmm. I make them hold the one knee up like Karate Kid and dip. They just mm-hmm. thought that was the greatest, to have the power to stand on one leg without falling over. So they're already working on it for the children in the classroom. Our K through 5 schools are doing well in Florida. We've got 5 counties, and in Tennessee it's in the high schools. But so after the Region 4, which is the 6 states, now I'm going to be speaking in Washington, D.C. in June. And then they're doing a full presentation, and we'll see this may go nationwide. And what's interesting with Head Start is they have their own intranet. So they don't use the general internet. They use their mm-hmm. intranet. So then I might be beaming Mindful Moves of the Month right out to everyone in their cubicle that they can use for that month with their children.
Oh,
use
I think
this
that's
month
fabulous.
For you. So we're coming up with ideas on downloads and webisodes, and I've got trainers. TTEP trainers are certified or sprinkled across the nation, and Head Start's in just about every county
mm-hmm.
Throughout the U.S. And so that's really got me jazzed. And then the National Educators Association, they've contacted me now as an approved. They're now promoting TTEP to the educators, all the teachers across the nation, and they told me that's not just the educators, it's the support staff, the bus drivers,
mm-hmm.
Everyone is if they pay their membership dues can be a member of the NEA for their benefits. It's kind of like a union,
mm-hmm.
and so we've been selected as the wellness workout for workplace. And so they're going to start promoting it. So that was kind of exciting. So we're getting there, little by little. We keep tapping along.
It's just absolutely fabulous. In fact, my husband just got back from a business trip to D.C., and he said, Donna, you need to call certain people and tell them about TTEP, these two young teachers, because they are working with little ones. And one of them has an associate that's working in high school, and he said they need to know about this TTEP because there have been changes in the school system where they're not as active. And he said, you know, and you've told me how much it helps to settle kids down, and it's a reality. I mean, recess, that's something that, you know, for so many environments, the children have to put their energy somewhere. And you have the afternoon slump, and I know you have a lady, and her name is escaping me right now, who has been working with schools, introducing this into the schools, and she's so dedicated to it. She said it's wonderful for the children, and the teachers get to be re-energized. And if you're a homeschooler, this is something, if you know of anybody that's doing homeschooling, this would be it helps to that utilize that energy that little ones have. They're not designed to sit perfectly in place like zombies. So you have to teach them disciplines. I totally agree with that. But they have to be able to take some of that energy and take a break once in a while and just go, psh. And boy, the hoedowns do it.
Oh, exactly. It's amazing how you can get your heart rate up without impact or any jumping and without putting your hands above your head
mm-hmm.
and being stationary in 3 feet of square space. It's amazing how much that heart rate can come up. And done in a healthy way, so it's not increasing any inflammation in the body. And it's all about cardiac conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather see strength, flexibility, and a healthy heart with an extra 5 or 10 pounds than to be skinny and no healthy heart and lumpy. I really do. I think the body needs muscle, fat, and strong bones, you know, where,
mm-hmm.
so that we can have high energy and be able to be productive mentally and physically.
Oh, I agree with that, Teresa. And one of the things that I have shared with so many women, because women typically do not have good upper body strength. Now, if you're at the gym and you're working out and this type of thing, that's great. But usually, as women mature, if they don't have some kind of activity that incorporates the use of muscle, they become very, very weak. I know of a friend I've been talking to her. I said, please, you need to try this because all of your upper body strength is gone and it doesn't take long to get it back. And she was amazed at my strength and my stamina. And I said, I'm not going to a gym. I don't have time. I don't have 3 or 4 hours a day to go to a gym and to do all the stuff there. And I said, this is what has happened with me. So look at me. Look at what I'm doing. It doesn't take, you know, a quantum physicist to work this. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and it does work. And it is
quality.
Something. Oh, it is, but it's concentrated. And what fascinates me, Teresa, is that sometimes I alternate programs. I'll do the walking in place program if I have the time to
mm-hmm.
do that, and you've got the advanced
mm-hmm.
with that. And then sometimes I only have the 15 minutes, and you've got the advanced for the 15-minute workout, too. So I'll sort of shift them around. But I am surprised at how I feel that I'm in pretty good physical shape, and yet when I do a 15-minute workout, I'll go, those muscles are sort of letting me know that they're getting a workout. It is fascinating, and it does depend on technique.
It's so amazing when you hear technique, it's muscle activation technique. So if those are hearing it for the first time, it's just understanding how to activate more muscles on the inside comprehensively from origin to insertion for the full length of the muscle. Most exercise is going to have a little bit greater tension at one attachment to the belly. So a little bit like stronger on one. So that unequal tension is, it's still good. You build muscle mass. But when you do full tension, full fiber of multiple muscles, you're now going to get like a sheath, like a layer of spandex. You're going to get muscle density instead of just muscle mass. Okay,
mm-hmm.
now that type of muscle density is empowered to act like spandex, so it can uplift, cinch in, tighten and tone much faster. And it's also more supportive of the joints and of your spine. And so to give a comparison right now, if everybody just sat up straight, and I want you to do 2 shoulder rolls going backwards, but tune in to what you feel. So ready, everybody, shoulder rolls up, back, and down. Ready, repeat, up, back, and down. So you can feel those traps, those tense shoulder muscles that are from like the shoulder to the neck on top, that trapezius
mm-hmm.
Muscle is tight, and you can feel it stretching each time you go up and back. Okay, now I want you to still sit up straight. Now put your hands down to the side, but twist your thumbs to the back wall as far as you can. Now, everybody just sat up about 2 inches taller. I could see it right
mm-hmm.
through the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keeping the thumb back as far as you can. Do the same thing. Ready? Shoulder roll up, back, and down. Much harder. 2, up, and down. More muscles are activated by the rotation of the shoulder out and back because your thumb twisted to the back. Every muscle that attaches to that shoulder is tightened. The tension gets greater. So from the shoulder to the neck, the shoulder to the base of the neck, the shoulder to the mid-back, and all the way down to the mid-back with the lats, has been fully activated from the shoulder to where it attaches to the spine. That's full fiber. And I always involve 5 to 7 muscles activated full fiber at the same time while you do the large muscle movement. In that case, with shoulders up and back down. That large muscle movement, you activated all of those 5 muscles, all repetitions. And that's comprehensive compound muscle activation. And then I involve leverage muscle activation. Okay? So you involve many muscle mechanics. So leverage muscle activation, let's just educate real quick here. On a count of 3, everybody sit up. On a count of 3, I want you to just mentally put mind to muscle and go ahead and put those thumbs back. Okay, so we'll activate the shoulders. Okay, on a count of 3, I want you to tighten your back muscles as tight as you can with your mind. 1, 2, 3, think, tighten. Tighten the back muscles. You should feel it at the bra line. You should feel it at your shoulders. You should feel it. Hold, 2, 3, 4, relax. Now do a big inhale, exhale. Got to stretch out those muscles. Exhale. Now reset. That means you're sitting up tall. Your thumbs are back again. But this time, I want you to take that thumb, push it in your back below your waist, right at the base of the spine, but out towards the hip. Okay? Your fingers are free. Your thumb's pointing. In Texas, they call it the thumb holder because some of us have a little indentation there based on how much curve we've got. But on a count of 3, you're sitting tall. I want you to push your thumb into your back. 1, 2, 3, push, keep pushing, tune in. Do you feel how much more muscles are activated in the back? 2, 3, 4, release. That's leverage isometrics. So at the same time you're doing comprehensive compound muscle movement, I'm going to have other parts of your body pressing or pushing to create leverage isometrics, which means mind to muscle tension holding that position is greater empowerment, because your mind to your thumb is going to have a stimulus pathway, a neurokinetic pathway that every muscle from where your thumb is touching to where your mind is sending the signal gets a greater stimulus, a greater activation that you can't do with just your mind until you make it stronger. Well, that helps you get it stronger. I involve all of that plus lymphatic pumping. Touch here, touch there. Every time you touch the floor, you're pumping. Plie there, pump the arms. Our lymph system is an elimination system. So if you put more blood into the muscles, nutrients in, but also have the lymph fluid going on at the same time to take the trash out, your muscles don't get inflamed. So if you have chronic fatigue, if you have fibromyalgia, if you have arthritis, you can do T-tap and get the same uplift, cinch in, tighten and tone, build strength, flexibility, and healthy heart function without having to lay in bed because you just totally overdid it for your body because of the levels of inflammation. That's why it's a workout that works, but it's a wellness workout that works, because it involves so much more than just calorie burning. But it takes a little time to educate. That's why I love coming on air, because your listeners just seem to have a greater need to know. And they're so receptive to get educated, to understand the power of their mind, their body, and how it all connects. T-TAP's just the tool to help get greater connection from brain to body, mind to muscle. And the inch loss is just icing on the cake that you'll look better.
Well, Teresa, I know we're just about out of time, and there's just so much that we can share, but we're going to have to make it another time. But I really want my listeners to know that if they go to your website, they can subscribe to your newsletter, which is absolutely fabulous, and that comes out sometimes twice a month. I mean, you just are amazing to me, because you're so busy going into so many different things, but like you said, you've got this fabulous staff. One of the things those of you listening need to know about, if you get any of the DVDs, if you decide you want to check this out, her support staff is right there. You've got a toll-free number. If you have any questions, you can talk to someone. This is a person-to-person connection with T-TAP, and believe me, they are just great. But go to ttap.com. You can sign up for her free newsletter. Just don't take my word for it. Go in there and read, because she has got so much wonderful information. She's got a blog. She's got people that have been dealing with all kinds of challenges, and you'll even be able to talk to them. Yes, you can do that. So there's so much going on at ttap.com. That's T-T-A-P-P.com. With or without a hyphen between the T's. Teresa, this has just been fabulous. Your book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, they can get on Amazon. I'm just so excited for you. It's just such a joy to find out about all these wonderful accomplishments that you're doing.
Well, I tell you, next month, because if our schedules connect, which I think they will, I'm in the final stages of doing something with Foot Solutions and Susan G. Komen. So stay tuned. Something else is brewing.
Wow, that's terrific. It has been a joy, and again, I'm so thrilled for your successes. Again, for those of you listening, and this goes for guys. I know we gals are more open to stuff like this, but let me tell you, the guys that work with this are astonished at the results they get, too. So go to her website, ttap.com. Teresa, we'll be talking next month. I can hardly wait to find out what goodies you're going to share then. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Assurant Health, is a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. 400 exhibits, free samples, and best of all, shopping with fabulous women's show specials. Meet Amy Roloff from Little People Big World and cosmetic cop Paula Begon. Bring your questions to Hollywood celebrity stylist and creator of Wynn Hair Care Products, Chaz Dean. Make it a point to attend our free seminars and be inspired by topics that can change your life, like channeling your inner strength, weight loss strategies, and women's self-defense. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney. And backed by popular demand, Seattle's hottest firefighters. Favorite authors Ann Rule and J.A. Jantz. The Women's Show, presented by Assurant Health. March 5th through 7th at Quest Field Event Center. Sponsored by Bartell Drugs, American Family Insurance, Puget Sound Energy, Snoqualmie Casino, The Seattle Times, and King 5. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing.
Hi, this is Donna, and telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to give me a buzz, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here is the telephone number worldwide that you can call into toll-free, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And I want to be sure and remind you, if you have a story about the paranormal where you've experienced something very unique, whether it's a dream that came true, it can be something that has to do with past lives, whatever you've experienced, I'd like to hear your story. And the reason is I'm putting together a book and I'm collecting 100 stories about the paranormal. And I'm going to be telling about my experiences in the book as well, but I want to hear from you. Because everybody has their own particular happening. And when you can share that, then it makes all the difference in the world. Perhaps to someone that you'll never meet, but they'll go, wow, this happened to this person. That explains what happened to me. I know years ago when I first started into this work of mine, it was because of the writing of someone else that enabled me to understand out-of-body experiences. I didn't know anything about astral projection. Well, we always have to use some kind of verbal description. That's what words do. They paint pictures for us. They enable us to communicate with others in a way and manner that conveys information. And so consequently, this is a very valuable asset. So I'd like for your story to be included in the book, and I want to thank those of you who are sending your stories in. Send it in to by email to Donna at DelphiInternational.com, that's D-E-L-P-H-I, International.com, and you can also send it to me via snail mail, the Donna Sebo Show, and that's S-E-E-B-O, Show, and that's P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497, and it will be put in the collection, and once I reach 100, then we're going to be submitting it to a publisher, and we're going to see your story perhaps in print. And be sure you put your contact information. When you send me the story, I need to know how I can reach you so we can confirm everything. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. And for those of you in the Pacific Northwest, the Women's Show Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a week from tomorrow. Can you believe that? Time is just zipping on by with such a speed. And this is an event for women that is absolutely awesome. And, you know, if you guys wanted to ever go, men just have a blast. I mean, where else are you going to have the 40,000-plus women all in one location? Woo-hoo, guys, you can have a real good time. Learn a lot about women maybe you didn't ever want to know about, but you might find fun and fascinating. But for you gals, set the calendar date, get your buddies out, and just have a wonderful time. Put on those walking shoes because we have over 400 vendors. I'm going to be in booth number 407, and on Friday I am going to be hosting a forum of six powerful women. We're going to have 3 hours. Each hour is going to represent a certain topic. The first hour is going to be all about money. The second hour is going to be about energy healing. The third hour is going to be about animals. And you'll have an interactive opportunity to ask questions. Also, on Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be speaking about your inner psychic mirror. So this is all going to be coming about. And in between that, I will be available for many consultations. And at my booth, 407, I'll have a plethora of published material. So there's going to be all kinds of books there. And we'll just love to see you. And we've got a special drawing going on that's going to be wonderful for you to participate in. So again, if you want information, my newsletter that's coming out on the 1st will have more information. And I am also going to be heard on the Scott Colburn Show, which is in Nebraska, and that's going to be on KZUM. I'm going to be talking and giving you more information about that. Tomorrow I'm going to be with him from 10:30 to, I think, it is 11, almost noon on Saturday, and that's going to be a live broadcast. I'm going to be on Monique Chapman's show on the 8th. All of that information is going to be in my newsletter, but the show this Saturday obviously won't because I am, that just came up at the last minute. So just so much going on, and I just love to inform you. And for those of you in Alaska, I'm going to be up in Alaska the week of the 12th of April. So we'll have some more information about that as well. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Robert Piccioni. We're going to be talking about atoms, Einstein, and the universe, real science for real people. And next weekend, yes, we're going to be starting off with the month of March, but we have got a dynamic lineup. We're going to be talking about the science of acting. Fascinating information here. The Gentle Way 2 with Tom Moore. We're going to be talking about the Everest Principle. Dr. Stephen Brewer is going to be my guest. Then Where the Heart Was, Glenn Bear is going to be my guest. And then, of course, I'll be at the women's show, so we will be sharing the best of Donna on that Friday. I will not be able to do the show live because I'm hosting that group of women, those powerful six, and we're going to be chatting. So it is going to be, I think, a lot of fun. So I hope you can come out. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 888-815-9756. Now, be sure you have a pad of paper and a pencil or pen handy because I'm going to share a chocolate recipe with you. We had such a great gal on, Cal Ori, yesterday, giving out all kinds of good stuff for chocolate. So I've got to share something else with you because I think chocolate is absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. So I couldn't pass it up. I had to do another recipe. So just get prepared. It will be definitely coming up. All right. I wanted to share some information with you. So often I will say one person makes a difference, and that is the truth. Everything starts with somebody that has an idea, a concept. Well, there is a gentleman, Tim Richter, and his wife. They have been teachers for over 30 years in Buffalo, New York. And they just absolutely loved it. It was something they had a real passion for. Well, as it turned out, Tim ended up having to go through a quadruple bypass. And sometimes when you have an experience like that, it makes you think about what is it you would like to do. Now, he's a mature man. And after his surgery, while he was recuperating, he saw a brochure describing a library called the Imagination Library. Now, this is a program that was started by Dolly Parton's Foundation. And what they do, every month they mail a book to children from birth to age 5 in Dolly Parton's home county, which is Seaver, Tennessee. And he thought, gee, that's a wonderful idea. He talked it over with his wife, and he said, you know, with what we have, what I've been going through physically, we're going to be looking at retiring. What do you think about doing something like this? Well, guess what? They really decided they were going to do it because they did end up retiring. And he researched imaginationlibrary.com, and they like affiliates. So they decided they were going to become affiliates. And what Mr. and Mrs. Richter did, they said rather than sign up online, they decided they'd go to Dollywood. They wanted to see really what was going on. They didn't want children to have any material that they considered trash. Every book was reviewed each year by teachers, literary specialists, and Dollywood board members. And there were classics like Snowy Day and all kinds of different series. Well, they decided they were going to set up their own family, Richter Family Foundation, and they got to work. Since 2004, this couple has shipped more than 12,200 books to preschoolers in their local area. And there are so many families that are so grateful for this. One mother who has 4 children, she said, the program, the reading program, introduces us to titles I've never heard of. Now, the Richters spend about $400 a month sending books to 200 children. And Tim said, you know, some people sit on their fanny and wait to die, and others get as busy as they can in the time that they are living. And I think that's a fabulous attitude. See, one person doing one thing can inspire someone else to do something, and that's what it's all about. We never know how we can make a difference in life. And it doesn't mean you're going to be featured on the front of a major magazine. If you might, but you probably won't. But it's how you feel about what you're doing. Here's a couple that said, we loved our teaching, we loved reading, we loved this, so they did something that was affiliated with a passion that they had had throughout their lives. And they're carrying that passion forward and sharing it with a younger generation. We all can do something like that, whether it's with animals, whether it is with nutrition, food, growing vegetables, or mechanics, it doesn't make any difference. When you are aware of a need and you can explore what other people are doing, you may find there might be an affiliate program you want to become a part of, or maybe you want to do something on your own. It's up to you, but you're the one that has to have the initiative. If you have the initiative and you have the dream, you're going to find a way somehow to achieve what you want to do. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break in just a moment. Hey, get that pad of paper and pen handy. I've got a recipe for you. 888-815-9756 if you'd like to call in and chat. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. I have to tell you, when I was looking at the recipe books, the recipes in Calori's book, The Healing Powers of Chocolate, I really was torn because I didn't know whether I should share the recipe of smoky chili with pasta, which is just yummy, or the dairy-free Italian chocolate cake with pine nuts. Oh, it's a toughie. Anyway, let me give you the recipe for the smoky chili with pasta, and then I can share the dairy-free Italian chocolate cake with pine nuts another time. But I'll tell you what's so fascinating about this recipe. This is a recipe that Hershey's, the chocolate company, had put out. Now, in my wildest dreams, I've fixed a lot of chili in my life, and I've known a lot of people that have all kinds of chili recipes, but I'd never heard of putting chocolate into chili. Here is the recipe. Now, it's, again, this is unique, but it is good. You need 2 cups, about 6 ounces of rotel or rotini pasta, and needs to be uncooked. You need 1 pound of ground beef. If you don't like ground beef, then you need 1 pound of chuck or, you know, your favorite cut of beef, and then you just need to cut it up into pieces. You need 1 cup of chopped onion. You need 2 cans of condensed tomato soup, 2 cans, about 15 ounces each, of red kidney beans, 2 tablespoons, yes, 2 tablespoons of Hershey's cocoa. Use the dark cocoa. 2.5 teaspoons of chili powder, 3/4 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and then having a nice bowl of freshly grated Parmesan cheese is really going to be the topping on this if you are a fan of cheese. It's just a must. Now, this is how easy it is. You cook your pasta according to package directions. You drain. And then you're going to want to cook your beef and onion until your meat is thoroughly done and the onion is tender. If you've got a lot of fat, if you're using ground beef and there's a lot of fat, what you want to do, you want to drain it. So if you've got a colander, just put a paper towel in it, put the beef and onion in that, the fat will be absorbed by the towel, and you won't have all that fat. Then what you do, you stir in to the beef and onion, the kidney beans, the cocoa, the chili powder, the pepper, and the salt. You heat to boiling, reduce the heat, then stir in your hot pasta, heat thoroughly, and then serve it with your cheese. That's really, really quick. But let me share with you another option. If you're busy, put all of the ingredients, take all of them. Don't worry about cooking the onions. Don't worry about cooking the beef. Put it in a crock pot. If you're a working person, now you may want to brown the beef first. That's a real good thing to do. But I would say don't worry about even cooking the onions. Just brown the beef. Put it all in a crock pot. Now the pasta, because in the crock pot, it's going to break apart if it's cooking for too long. Cook it down in a crock pot for about 250 degrees and just let it simmer. Put it on low and let it simmer all day while you're at work. Then you just put the pasta in a pot of boiling water and then just add it to your mixture in your crock pot and you've got your meal ready to go. Real simple, real easy. But the cocoa, contrary to what you think, it's going to enhance all of the flavors, all of the spices, and it's going to give what is described as a smoky taste to your chili with pasta. Try it. It's good stuff. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Now, I wanted to share something with you about credit cards. We all have been hearing about how there's been this new thing about the credit card companies, they're supposed to give you 45 extra days. Well, if you're like me, you have found that all of a sudden you're getting these little statements from the credit card companies saying, well, we are going to be changing fees, and you need to know this. And the fees are unbelievable. You have to really read the fine print. I got a publication from a credit card company that we have dealt with, and I don't use them because their fees are just through the roof. But they had fine print with a grouping of checks that they send you. They say, oh, we'll give it to you for 0% interest. And when you read the information that's in that literature, if you don't read it, you may think, oh, wow, I have access to cash. I'm going to have it at 0% interest. I want you to know. Or they may say 2% interest or whatever it is. They've got that in big print, and that grabs your eye, and you go, wow, I sure could use this help, and I can buy this or that or the other, and it's just going to be at that percentage level. Look at the fine print. You're going to find that all that they're giving you is anywhere from a 3 to a 6 month period at that interest rate. After that, it is going to go to whatever rate they decide they're going to charge you. Some of these credit card companies are charging as much as 24%. On the piece of material I received, it was 20% after those 3 to 6 months, whichever check you used. It depended on how much time they would give you this special rate. So you need to really read the fine print. Assume nothing. Because they are looking for ways to increase their income. And you must check these things out because there's really, really a lot going on. Now, Lauren Brown of the Consumers Union, this is some information that she shared. She said, the best way individuals can guard against new tricks and traps with credit cards is to avoid racking up credit card debt. No matter what laws gets passed, consumers will still have to decide if it's worth spending 20% more to buy that stereo. Maybe people will open fewer credit cards. That is going to be a positive. Now, here is some additional information that I wanted to share with you. Customers who are not deep in debt can find themselves squarely in the driver's seat. When Citibank raised its rate from 12.99 to 29.99, I stand corrected. I heard the highest was 24. Almost 30%? That is appalling. Well, there was a couple in Huntington Beach, California. They called to complain. And while they waited for the bank to get back to them, they were in a position to pay off their $4,800 balance from savings. He said, we had that bargaining chip. We said, go ahead and close the account if you want. We're at a zero balance. You know, I did that with a credit card. They were going to charge me some odd, you know, some unbelievable fee for something or other. And I said, enough of that. They took that fee off. And now I'm getting all kinds of stuff in the mail. What did Citibank do with this couple? It rolled back the couple's interest rate to 8.99. Now, remember, they had raised them to 29.99, 30% for all intents and purposes, 4 points lower than the original rate they had. Jason said, we had the power. We paid it off. May behoove you to get a big, bank loan if necessary. You'll get it at a much lower rate. This is Donna Sebo. We're all out of time. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking science. I invite you to join me. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. We'll see you here tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.